Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words. Today, I'd like to share an episode from our other show, the Medal of Honor podcast. These are short, just a few minutes each, and every week I highlight a different service member who has distinguished themselves through an act of bravery, earning our nation's highest award for valor. The Medal of Honor podcast is a great companion to Warriors in Their Own Words. Follow the Medal of Honor podcast wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Captain Eddie Vernon Reckenbacher was born on October 8, 1890 in Columbus, Ohio. Reckenbacher's parents were German-speaking Swiss immigrants, and his father died before he turned 14. Reckenbacher spent the rest of his childhood working for different car companies to provide for his family. It was there that he gained a love for machines and engineering. Reckenbacher had a need for speed. He was a relief driver in the first Indianapolis 500 and received national acclaim for his racing performances. As Reckenbacher's acclaim grew, World War I broke out in Europe. When Reckenbacher traveled to Britain to design a car, British agents arrested him on suspicion that he was a spy for the Central Powers. Though their source was a sensationalist story claiming he was the son of a Prussian noble, Reckenbacher's interest jumped from the track to the sky. In May 1917, Reckenbacher entered the service as a driver in the American Expeditionary Forces, driving for General Pershing's aviation officer, Major Dodd. In France, he was able to get a taste of flight training and served as an engineer at the flight school, though he secretly yearned to be a pilot himself. Reckenbacher finally got his wish in January 1918, attending Aerial Gunnery School and joining the 1st Pursuit Group. The 1st Pursuit Group was the AEF's first aerial combat group in World War I. As the AEF fought in France, Reckenbacher began flying sorties against the Germans. On April 29, 1918, he earned his first victory in aerial combat. Within a month, he had shot down 5 enemy planes, becoming an ace and earning a French Croix de Guerre. During the Saint-Mihiel Offensive, Lieutenant Reckenbacher became the commanding officer of the 94th Squadron. On the 25th of September, 1918, Reckenbacher voluntarily flew alone over enemy lines on a patrol mission. Upon spotting 7 enemy aircraft, he attacked, destroying 2, and then escaped back into friendly airspace. Reckenbacher was originally awarded 8 Distinguished Service Crosses for his aerial victories. One of them, for that lone patrol mission over enemy territory, was eventually upgraded to the Medal of Honor by President Hoover. When the armistice was declared, Reckenbacher was the top American ace of the war, with 26 kills to his credit. Upon returning to the United States, Reckenbacher was known as Captain Eddie, or the Captain. He continued flying and designing cars. He even bought the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 1927, where he had raced 14 years earlier. Reckenbacher's later life was anything but calm. In 1941, he barely survived a plane crash near Atlanta. A year later, Reckenbacher was visiting American bases in the Pacific when the plane he was on flew off course and ditched in the middle of the ocean. Reckenbacher and the crew survived for 24 days on life rafts before the U.S. Navy found them. He died of pneumonia following a stroke in 1973 in Switzerland. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Declan Roars is our producer, Leon Pescador is our associate producer, Nathan Corson is our engineer, and I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.